Hey there, it's me, Renee. Welcome to the Unstuffed podcast. If you guys have been observing or paying attention over the last few months, you've probably picked up on the fact that there's been a major shift happening in my life, and I haven't even really been sure what it was or how to navigate it. And I think this happens to all of us so many times in our life where we know we're not in the right spot, but we don't know what the right spot is. And it can feel so confusing. And if you're anything like me, you can spend way too much time in your head trying to get the answers that really only your heart knows. But how do you tap into those heart answers? It's just, being human is such a complicated, weird process. But one thing I've noticed that holds me back more than anything is my idea of how things should be. And this is something we've all heard. It's nothing new. You're like, yep, we know we should stop listening to the shoulds, right? But it's very, very difficult, at least for me, to let go of them because I think I live by this idea that there is a right way to do things and that I have always done it the wrong way. And now I could dive into why I think this is or where this originates from. But the reality is I think a lot of us do this. You know, we think, I have to stick to this job. It has to look this way. I have to stay in this marriage until the kids graduate. I have to go to college if I want to be successful. I have to do it this way. And while some of these things can, you know, be true, a lot of times I think these have-tos, these shoulds, lead us down a path that's wrong for us, or they're kind of almost just a way of trying to keep ourselves away from what we're really being called to do. Because what I've realized in my own life is that the things that I'm called to do are usually terrifying. So like this morning, I found myself, actually this morning and yesterday, I was just shaky, like jittery, shaky, like almost feeling cold, nervous, or like I was like, you know, where you jump in like an ice cold lake and then you get out and you're all shivery. Like I have felt like that for the last 2 days. And this morning it all just kind of came to a head. So I'm literally just doing this all in one big fall swoop, which is how I tend to do things. When I've shared the story of downsizing our house, I share it like I ran up the stairs and I told Tom we should sell the house, you know. But of course, it was like a year in the making. It was a year of going, this doesn't feel right. Things feel wrong. I don't know what to do. Reading books and kind of trying to find the answers, but also like just sitting in the shit and the uncomfortableness of knowing that where I was at was wrong, but not knowing what was right. This isn't anything new. And then for me, apparently, it all just goes click one day and I get it. But I also think you have to slowly follow those little callings on your heart. And that's what I've been doing. Over the last week, I have made bold steps to follow where I was feeling called. So for me, that means I have applied for regular jobs, quote unquote, regular jobs. That's something I felt nervous for because I'm like, Renee, you've worked so hard. You've built this following around, you know, minimalism and decluttering, and you've done such a good job of spreading your message. You can't just walk away from that. You know, these are those shoulds. These are those can'ts. These are those limiting beliefs that we put on ourselves, but they make sense. It makes sense that I shouldn't walk away from something I put in all the effort toward. But the reality is it hasn't ever fully felt like the right thing for me, even since the very beginning. I truly believe in the messages that I've been sharing on the podcast, and I love putting together blog posts still today because I do think we live in such a consumerist-driven world where there's so much emphasis and pressure put on the things we should buy or the things we should have, and I really believe that when we are so focused on those things, we get distracted from the things we should do, the things we're being called to do, and I still vouch for the fact that by downsizing, decluttering, and creating space in my life, I've created space for this, for these moments of transformation where I can pivot and shift and change my life seemingly at the drop of a hat, you know? I fully stand by that. And I'm not going to say I'm never going to talk about that message ever again. That's not necessarily what I'm sharing here. I've just had a lot of epiphany realizations that I need to make. And I think this is a great question you guys could start asking yourself. This is what I've been asking myself. I can't remember who I've shared this with or, you know, I have a friend actually that I made because I'm a stalker. I love Port Angeles, Washington. So one day on Instagram, I specifically searched Port Angeles and was looking for people who lived there so that I could ask them if they liked living there because I really want to one day. And I met this woman named Mackenzie. And she and I recently just left a comment. I left a comment on one of her posts on TikTok, I think, where she was saying, you know, she wants to do everything. Like, she wants to be a homesteader. She wants to be a homeschooling mom. She wants to be a photographer. She wants to travel the world. She wants to do all these things. And I think so many of us can relate to that, where you're like, oh, I love the idea of being this, and I love the idea of doing this, and I want to do this, and I want to travel. And so I think we either think all of those dreams and those ideas are fanciful, you know, kind of ridiculous ideas, or we just jumble them all around and never know which one to land on. Or like me, maybe you choose one and you land on it and then you do it for a time and then you're ready to let go, which is kind of where I'm at. So for the last at least year of my life, I've been doing this minimalism thing, talking about the decluttering. Like I said, it is a message that I believe in. It never felt fully like the right thing, but I've loved doing it because I've learned a lot. I've learned that I am capable of spreading a message. I've learned that I'm capable of making it look different, because it wasn't all about the decluttering and the organization. It was about the heartfelt matters of being willing to detach from our things. I've learned so much, but one of the things I've been doing is saying, if I want to write a book, it has to be about minimalism. If I want to write a book, it has to be about decluttering. If I want to write a book, it has to be. And I kept thinking, like, I really would want to write a book about this. I really would want to write a book this way, but I can't. I have to do it this way because I've built a brand around minimalism. And I'm finally at the point where I'm letting go of that message, is what I'm ultimately getting at. I am letting go of the message or the idea that if I want something, I have to do it a certain way rather than the way I want. And I haven't known how to do it the way I want. But like I said, over the last week, and I think this is what happens, you know, whether you believe in God or not, or, you know, to me, I call it my Holy Spirit voice, like that internal knowing that I believe is like a universal message. It's like a download from the universe, a message from God that's trying to direct me toward where I'm supposed to be going, and then start taking steps, taking the bold steps toward where, okay, God, like, finally. All right, I'm realizing now I just drifted. I apologize. So back to my friend Mackenzie. She was talking about how she wants to do all of the things in life. And one thing I've been asking myself, and one thing I told her on this particular video of hers, was I told her that a lot of times when I feel those feelings, I tell myself, next life. In my next life, I'll be a Broadway star. In my next life, I will focus on this really cool thing. On my next life, maybe I'll climb Mount Everest. That's not something I've ever wanted to do. But Broadway, for me, it's always like, in my next life, I'll be on Broadway. I'll do that next time around. If I get a chance to do life again, I'm going to do Broadway. That's what I'll do. But for this life, what do I need to do in this life? And this is the huge message, you guys. This is what I really want you to start asking yourself, because I think it can be really transformative. What do I really feel like I need to do in this life? And now maybe stuff, maybe that's holding you back. Maybe your shopping addiction is holding you back, and that's the problem. For me, shopping addiction was holding me back from getting to this point, from getting to this realization of knowing what it was that I wanted to do, from creating space and freedom in my life, from healing from my past, from letting go of all the limiting beliefs I was carrying around. My obsession with stuff and my looks was holding me back. Guaranteed. So maybe that's still the thing for you. Or maybe it's that and deeper, you know, and there's so many layers to it. Like I said, for me, it's still a matter of letting go of the, no, I have to do it this way. That belief has been holding me back, but it's hard to let go of. And that's why I think decluttering is so powerful. Cause like, if you can let go of an old pair of pants, like, that's so much easier than letting go of a belief that you're not capable, or letting go of a belief that this has to look a certain way. Now, over the last week, I have started applying for jobs. Like I said, I started applying for regular jobs. I found one that I'm really hoping for, but I don't even want to share about it because I already applied for one that I was really hoping for and it didn't go well. I never heard back from them. hashtag fail, I guess. But I'm really hoping this one goes well. We'll see. Because I really do want to do work that still feels aligned with how I want that to look. Like, I still have certain goals and standards for how I want my work outside the home to look, my quote unquote normal job to look. But I'm doing that because we're living in tough financial times. I think you guys feel this. I hear it from everyone. You know, a few years back, we got ourselves back into debt by getting a car loan. And, you know, over the last year, couple months, over the last few months, I'd say we had to put things on a credit card. And now the credit card is starting to feel like a stressful thing. And I want to pay off the credit card, and I want to pay off the car, and I want to pay off my house. Like, I just want to continue to create this life of freedom where I am not obligated to these things. Like, I'm attached to this car. I'm attached to my mortgage. I'm attached to the credit card, you know, and it's just so stupid. And I don't want these things to be a problem. I don't want them to be a weight for me. So that's partially part of my reason for wanting to work outside the home, but also because I am wanting to pivot how I'm showing up online. I don't want to feel obligated to continue forcing, you know, an ebook or minimalist products and things like that, because I really think when things are out of alignment, I can't sell or promote them authentically, because if it's not authentic to me, I truly can't share it. It's like, I swear to God, it goes against like my DNA or something. So by taking the pressure off myself to just having like an outside income, so I don't have to stress about the online income, so that I can make these pivots, was kind of key for me. So that was a huge step. Second step, here we go. This one was a tough one, really tough. And it's something I've been thinking on for, oh my gosh, maybe even a year, maybe a year or 6 months or so. But that was letting go of my podcast editors. I hate it because I love them. They're amazing, wonderful people. I don't think they're listening to this anymore. They're like, we don't have to listen to you talk anymore, ladies. So we're not going to. But by freeing up that additional income in my life, we can work toward these bigger goals we have, and also just help create that space that I really feel like I need right now to know the next steps. And like I said, I think when we have these God goals, these universal downloads, these messages from our intuition on what to do, we have to start taking the baby steps to follow it. And these baby steps are scary. I did not want to email my podcast editors. They were amazing and wonderful, by the way, like super supportive, but I hated it. I was like, I really love having my podcast edited. And now for the last week, after sending them that email, I have known that now I have like, oh my gosh, maybe like 20 podcast episodes that they will not be editing, that I need to edit. And then that's put me into like a state of feeling totally overwhelmed, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so far behind now all of a sudden, you know, something that was someone else's job is now mine, because I don't want to walk away from the podcast. And that's the thing that I know. I actually have very big dreams and visions for where I want the podcast to go. And I'm going to have to make that happen as is, just as me. And that kind of sucks, but I was thinking about it today. I don't think about these things. If I think too much, everything goes wrong. So I decided I'm just going to lean into the idea that I don't have an editor, you guys. I'm going to lean into unfiltered, unedited episodes for you, where I'm not cutting them up, not filtering them out. It's just going to be the raw, real conversations, which is what I think that they've basically been anyway. Less bells and whistles and just more authentic, real conversation, connection. Hopefully kind of like this, kind of like how it originally started. And that has been really difficult for me, because I get comments from people, especially from the early episodes of the podcast, you know, people who leave reviews and comments like, the editing is terrible, this is so bad. There's one just giant long comment that's like, I really wanted to tell you everything that's wrong with you and your podcast. And it's like, okay, lady, like, I started this podcast by myself in my closet. Are we cutting anybody a little slack around here? But then, you know, it's also like, but I love the content. I love what you say. Well, then be nicer to me, please. For the love of God, can we just be kinder to one another? But I'm not asking you guys to like feel sorry for me or be kind, but in the coming months, as I figure this out, I would truly appreciate your grace in knowing that I am one woman making a huge life change and trying to navigate how that's going to look and sound for the podcast. And I kind of hope it's maybe just makes a better podcast experience for you guys. You know, if we are doing away with the intro and kind of just having more heart-to-heart conversations, we have fewer advertisements and things like that, that could be really nice, I think. So we will see how that part of it all goes. But again, that goes back to all of those, I can't, especially when you have someone that's like, oh yeah, you can't. You are terrible at editing podcasts. You know, you need to leave it to the professionals. And it's so tough. It's so tough shutting out those outside messages in order to follow your internal calling. But I've done that. I've taken the steps despite the resistance and despite the limiting beliefs. And today it all just kind of came crashing down. I was like, you know, I've known what I want to do. I just haven't been bold enough to claim it. And what I truly want to do is write almost, I've been reading fiction books and loving them. I almost want to write a fiction book, but that's actually based on my life. And before you're like, oh God, here goes another one, another person wanting. That was how my TikTok grew. You guys, when I started TikTok in 2020, I grew like a large following just from telling our family's story, because we have a really amazing, wonderful, heartfelt story. And I truly think it could be an amazing book series that leads into the part of us downsizing and minimizing our home. My hope is that by writing these books, I tap into not only my natural talents and gifts and the things I've always wanted to do, but can, you know, use the power of storytelling to encourage change rather than more like, 5 steps to simplify your life, 5 steps to downsize your house. And you know, that's not me. I can't do that. I love the power of storytelling. I love what reading a good book can do for us. And I really like the idea of using our story to encourage change for other people, or just to make you feel good, to make you feel happy, to make you feel moved. But that's been something I've been saying, you know, has to be a minimalist book, has to be downsizing, has to be decluttering, it has to be. And I can't get excited about that. I can't get myself in that zone. And I think when I can't, it's not a natural thing I should be doing. It's not the right next step. So I'm quitting it all and starting from scratch. And today it all came to a head. Like I said, it was the decision to do it and realizing that for anyone who wants to support me in this financially, I'm like literally saying, but before you X out of this, you can support me financially for free. And it would mean so much to me just because this is a weird, awkward transition time. And I have never enjoyed the process of selling things while telling people not to buy things. Everything I've ever created, I truly have created from a place of love and benefit to you. But I really just want to tell stories. I really just want to tell the stories and write them down and give you all the feels. But I also need money. You know, I mean, I think we all do. I also have to find a way to, you know, keep providing for our family, because that's something, you know, Tom is our full-time working breadwinner, you know, and over the last few years, like I quit my photography business cold turkey. When I quit photography, I just quit. And that was really stressful for him. I found little part-time jobs, you know, to bridge the gap, because I never wanted to all of a sudden put all the financial burden on his shoulders. And same thing here, I'm making another pivot. I just feel like I'm a crazy person. You know, let's quit the photography business. Let's sell the house. Let's, you know, write a book and ditch our whole minimalism online persona that we've built up. I know I sound crazy. I feel crazy. But for those of you who have been following and listening to our journey, all I'm asking is if you would continue to support and encourage us, or encourage me, by checking out the blog. I started the blog in 2017, and some of it is so shitty. Some of it is so badly written. And I can dive into why, but we don't need to. But I've actively over the last few months been working to update and improve the current posts that are on it. I've been working to write new ones that feel a little bit more fun and aligned with where I'm at these days. And truly, if you just took the time to read a post a week, that is so beneficial to me. I'm not begging for charity or anything. I just, if you're up for helping a girl out and doing it totally free to yourself, free for yourself, that would just mean the world to me. If you continue listening to and supporting the podcast, that would mean the world to me. I know this is weird and I know this isn't what you signed up for, so I appreciate you being willing to navigate the messy with me. I don't know how this is going to look, but I know that this is the what do I need to do in this lifetime? What do I have to do or I am just gonna shrivel up and die? And what I have to do is get a book into the world. I have to do it. And I hope you follow your have to's, you know, not the like shoulds or the I have to's, but like the true callings on your heart, the things that you feel like if you don't do it in this lifetime, you are going to burst. That is how I feel about this. And that is why I'm taking big steps to try and make it happen. I don't have a publisher. I don't have a book manager or whatever they're even called. I don't know, dear God, send help. But I just know this is something that whether or not I find a, you know, get it traditionally published or I'm publishing it my damn self, I just have to get it out there. And whatever you feel in your heart for that, like, what do you have to do in this lifetime? I hope you're creating the space to do it and finding the pivots. And I know it won't look the same as it does for me, but I hope that this encourages you to find a way that it can be possible for you. Like I said, finding the extra incomes, bridging the gaps, you know, being willing to walk away from what doesn't feel right, being willing to take the chance on the thing that you're not very good at yet, in order to get to where you feel like you are called to be. And I think this is the perfect definition of leaving it all behind and letting go. You know, life is an entire letting go process. I think if we do it right, life is a letting go process, a continual process of being willing to shake free from the stuff or shake free from the beliefs or shake free from the people or the mindsets that are not serving. And this is my current letting go process. I thank you so much for being here for it. I thank you for the grace that you're going to show me, hopefully, over the next few months as I get all of these amazing interviews up, you guys. I have so many wonderful people that I have been talking to, so many great conversations that are coming your way, and such amazing changes coming for the blog that I'm so excited about that I don't know how I'm going to make it all happen if I am able to do a full-time job while writing a book and managing a podcast. I don't know how this is going to look, but I kind of want you to also know that if it looks messy for me or for you, that's okay. Take messy steps. If you're feeling called to a change, let's do this together. You know, let's show up and do the things we don't quite know how to do. Let's show up and juggle the things that we really feel like we have to do in this lifetime just to feel like we did them. Thank you always for being here, for hanging out with me, for listening, for even like liking me if you do, or for supporting the podcast. I can't even express how much it means. I feel like everyone says that, but it's truly true. Thank you for making me feel like maybe I have something to say and maybe I do have a message to spread. Starting this podcast was not easy and making the pivot for the podcast won't be easy. And like I said, if you feel called to something that won't be easy, please know that I will be doing it right alongside you.